Section 9. Devising direct mail that gets good responses. Open a dialogue with your customers. If you incorporate a response element into your communication activities, for example email, regular mailings or advertising, you're inviting a dialogue with your customers. There are communication agencies that specialise in direct response marketing. Use them. Target the recipient. Be as specific as you can when addressing your prospect. If a doctor specialises in an area of medicine, make sure your address reflects that specialisation. Use any data from mailing responses, for example the card they stamped, to improve the accuracy of your database. Find credible gatekeepers. Ask a professional medical society if they are willing to cooperate with you in providing scientific information to physicians as part of a process of continuing medical education. You'll need to select a topic and title relevant to your study and to your target group. In this instance, the look and feel of the facts should be neutral, scientific, and research-oriented. It should not give the impression of a promotional flyer or folder. Your branding should be subtle. Use suggestive design. Do you offer free article reprints or brochures? Then you want the physician to fill out the coupon, cut it out and send it to you. Based on direct marketing experience, a dotted line with cut written next to it will give the lowest response rate, whereas a pictogram of scissors next to a dotted line will give you the highest response rate. Sometimes the simplest aspect of design can have a big impact on response rates. Trade on familiarity. Maurice Carvalho and his colleagues at the State University in New York were responsible for an enlightening experiment. They asked participants to sample two cups of tea. The first three letters in the name of one of the teas were devised to match the first three letters in the participants' names. When asked to choose one of the teas to take home as a gift, participants preferred the tea that contained the letters of their name. We value what looks familiar. The more the elements of your communication, the words, symbols, and images, reflect an environment that the doctor is familiar with, the more likely she or he will connect with what you have to say. Use the vocabulary and visuals with which the doctor is familiar and feels comfortable. This form of implicit self-interest acts below the level of our conscious awareness and may be more persuasive than the obvious strategies. Personalise your letters. Make your letter as personal as possible. Use the recipient's name in the salutation of your letter. Dear Dr. Miller will elicit more response than just Dear Doctor. Disclose your first name. Given three alternative endings to a letter, one with just a signature, one with an initial and a surname, and one with a first name and surname, the example that reveals the first name will yield the highest response. Avoid ostentatious signatures. A mailing will yield a higher response when the signatures are printed in blue rather than black. And don't be tempted to try more unusual or flashy colours such as red or green. Enclose your business card. If you are sending a small mailing of 200 or 300 letters or less, consider enclosing your business card with a letter. Many people will look at the business card, so make sure it also displays the name of your product. And whilst they'll throw away the letter, some of them will keep the business card. Show the incentive. Yes, send me the Examplex stamp, affirms positive action, includes a yes, and thus will secure a higher response rate than simply, send me the Examplex stamp. Include an illustration or incentive in your letter so that the recipient can see what he or she will receive, a stamp, a CD, a reprinted article, and so on. Always show clearly what you are offering. Be sure to observe promotional codes when sending out material. Create a sense of urgency. State the date by which time your offer expires. This will inject a sense of urgency into the promotion and will increase response. Make sure you allow a reasonable time for the reader to respond and the mailing to pass through the postal system. Test and test again. Think about how you can improve the effectiveness of your mailings. Use the methods of direct response marketing. Send, measure, improve, and then restart the cycle. Test, improve, and then test again. Develop two versions of your text that are identical with the exception of the headline or some key phrases. Select the sample list of doctors in the database. Split the doctors in two random groups. Mark the two versions appropriately so you can identify which version of the mailing they received when they do respond, for example A or B on the reply card. Send out the mailing. Measure the response for each version. Find out which headlines or keywords work best for you. Always measure the response to your activities. Try to add a direct response element to every marketing activity you undertake. Record the response. Since you have objective and precise quantitative feedback from your customers, you can easily adjust and improve your previous versions.